Do you want to see if we can check in with Robin a little early?
Why not?
See what's happening. Sure. Robin, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
There he
and
is.
It's a big day over at the Bill Brown Football Center.
Yeah, but the big question we have to ask you is, do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Oh, no way.
There you go. See? I love this man. I'm telling you. Hey, I hear this could we could be setting history today over there at the Bill Brown facility.
Well, right now it could be the highest-rated class in the history of the Mid-American Conference. Jim, as the Broncos sign as many as 28 players to national letters of intent today, the fax machine is already heating up. I can give you some names that have come in. The first one to come in this morning at 7:01 is the long snapper who played in the Army All-American game. His name is Wyatt Pfeiffer from Buckeye Valley, Ohio. He's ranked third in the country in that art of long snapping. He was the first guy to get his national letter of intent in, and he will play right away because the Broncos need a long snapper. John Creek's with me, and John, being a special teams guy, you got to really value that long snapper.
Yeah, you can't start without the guy getting the ball back to the holder, or getting the ball directly back to the punter, and Wyatt's done a nice job his senior year, and obviously with the Army All-American Bowl participation, he's a good get for the Broncos.
The second fax in was Chance Stewart, very heralded quarterback from Sturgis High School, rated a 4-star recruit by ESPN.com and a 3-star recruit by Rivals.com. He's 6'5". He's really the leader of this group. He really worked behind the scenes organizing all of these guys and keeping them all together after Coach Fleck got these commitments so early in the process. Also, into the office with a national letter of intent, defensive lineman Nick Maddich. He's from Clarkston, Michigan, rated a 3-star recruit, ranked 16th on the Detroit News Blue Chip Top 60 recruit list, one of 12 from the state of Michigan on that Blue Chip Top 60 by the Detroit News. So Nick Maddich, defensive lineman, is the Bronco, along with Alon Sims, who runs a 10-500 meters. He's from West Palm Beach, Florida. He'll play safety, big, strong kid at 6'2", 180 pounds. His national letter of intent has come into the office. And, Jim, there are three Broncos who are part of this group that signed in December and are here already working out with the team. That's tight end Lucas Bezeha from Troy, Michigan, one of those blue-chip top 60 players in the state. He was ranked 26th in the state by Rivals.com. 40th on the Detroit News Top 60 Blue Chip list. He's a stretch-the-field tight end. The other ones are Asante Brown, who was an outstanding two-way player, offense and defense at Muskegon Mona Shores. He's turning heads already here on campus. He's signed and enrolled in the winter semester. He's working out with the team. He's going to play corner, and Coach Fleck can't say enough about how he is playing already for Western Michigan in the early workouts. And the third that enrolled early is Jay Harris. He was originally a signee of the Michigan State Spartans, wanted to start a music career. That didn't work out, so he's back playing football, and he's a Bronco. Jay Harris from Exton, Pennsylvania, very fast slot receiver. He's going to score a lot of touchdowns for Western Michigan football. Those are the ones we have in so far, and we'll be back at quarter to the hour and tell you a little bit more about the new ones that have come in. As the 2014 recruiting class rolls along.
Wow. I'm telling you, you know, this, I really, when you talk about this being the best one in the MAC in Western's history, and on a national standpoint, you were talking about, this could be a top 60 recruiting class.
It really could be. And, you know, Coach Fleck, when he came here, talked about the 6-hour radius, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 21 of an anticipated class of 28 are within that 6-hour radius. 12 from Michigan, 4 from Illinois, 3 from Ohio, 2 from Indiana. And the Broncos getting back to their roots here in the Midwest and Michigan in particular. It's great to see.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again in about a half an hour with hopefully some more good news.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Robin Hook, voice of the Broncos, live from the Bill Brown Football Center. Listen, and you hear cheering in the background, so I'm guessing that when we talk to Robin again at 7:45 that we're going to get more good news.